Brad Davidson joins us on the line. We love an Aussie success, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. You're right, we do. And we had one of our own, I suppose, in the racing scenes on the weekend with Jason Collard. He couldn't meet a nicer bloke there as well. And, you know, for years, Jason had been going close and close and just not quite getting his Group 1 win. And now he's got it. I think it was fair to say before his Group 1 win on the weekend, he was the best rider in Australia without a Group 1 win. So outstanding to see Jason grab that big G1 in the Tas Tiara with Invincibella there on the weekend. It was a great moment for him, and really, really, really happy for Jason. And hopefully now he can go on and kick a few more and get a few more Group 1s in the bank.
Yeah, well, not only that, it proved to be a good result for Jason, but even a better one for Jason than Chris, I guess.
Yeah, Chris has obviously had plenty of Group 1 winners, but at the same time, it was, you know, an Australian record in a season, wasn't it? 18 Group 1 wins, a remarkable achievement for Chris Waller, who I think was over at Royal Ascot there, part of the procession. So, fantastic for Chris. He's, you know, breaking all records before him every year. He's a champion trainer and works extremely hard, and great to see him get that G1 number 18 there for the season on the weekend.
Yeah, Funstar won again on the weekend, Brad. Potential we always talk about in horses.
Good win too, mate.
It was a good win.
Good price. What's
the future for Funstar, do you think?
Yeah, look, she looks very, very promising, doesn't she? She got out to $2.20 there on the weekend. I thought she was around the $2 mark, to be fair. She always needed that little bit of luck from the inside, and fortunately for her supporters, she got it in the straight there late. But look, it's just, I'm yet to sort of dissect the sectionals from the race, but I said before the race, and I probably still stick with it at this stage, is that we're still in the depths of the winter here in racing, so I don't want to get too carried away. I think the boom on her was justified to some degree there on the weekend, but it's a whole new level when you get to that spring. Having said that, Chris Waller's, you know, talking very, very highly about her, and she overcame trouble to win there on the weekend, and looks to get out to a journey as well with the breeding suggests. So, a lot to play out, but we'll see how it plays out in the coming months.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into this a little bit on Punters Postmortem, Brad, because I've just got a personal opinion. The depth of racing now with the amount of prize money we've got in Sydney, the old winter horse that come out and sort of win well over winter and then fade away. You still got to be pretty good to win impressively, I reckon, even during this sort of down period. I reckon things are changing a little bit, but that's only my personal view.
Yeah, it's fair enough too. The two-year-olds, particularly this season in the last 4 or 6 weeks, have been running really good time as well. So that backs up that theory to a little bit. I suppose, you know, the question is how good's Leviathan, because she beat Leviathan, but not by a great deal. And I think he was, you know, going to stick with her if they went another 100 metres there. So, you know, Leviathan started 20-1 on debut, won well, won in really good time. So I guess there's a lot of questions about that, about how good he is. One great thing about her is, you know, she gets through, you know, a wet track now as well, so it's no issue. So look, very exciting, and we'll see how far she goes.
Red Zill gets an opportunity to look for a three-peat in the Everest.
Yeah, a little bit surprising, probably, I thought. You know, we know he was disappointing in the autumn, and I thought he might have been one of those that spot owners sort of sit back and wait to see how he comes back in the spring. But they decided to go early and lock him in. So he'll get his chance to repeat that, the third win in the Everest, Geelong Investments. The slot owner's locking him in there. So hopefully for that slot owner and all his connections, he can bounce back to his best in the spring. And if he does, I'm sure he'll be right there in the finish.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it was a nice one. Yeah, Chris does a good job here. He was at Royal Ascot. He was on the parade. He was on the coverage, Brad. Mm. He looked a little bit uncomfortable sitting up there in the back of the carriage, you know, coming down. But he said on Twitter, "I am extremely proud to have given Jason Collard his first Group 1 winning ride. He came to my stable many years ago as an apprentice from New Zealand, and he's one of the most hard-working, talented, humble young men you would ever come across, and no one more deserves it than he does. Well done, Jace."
That's great. It gives him a lot of opportunities, does Chris Waller, and fantastic to see.
We're just seeing those images now, mate, from Royal Ascot, and he looks a little bit a little bit uncomfortable. As most people do, you feel like a real dork wearing the tails and the top hat, but then you look around and everyone's wearing them, so you don't feel so bad. So it's not too bad. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.